Hello, 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 and welcome to a special episode of the Nerd of God cast. It is visual for our Patreon sponsors, and the rest of you are listening. We love our Patreon sponsors. Everybody said yay.
Yay!
My name is Tony T, and for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about all the things that help us to geek out and give glory to God. We're talking about MegaCon, friends.
Woo!
Real quick, before on the table.
Wonderful time of the year.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. Forget Jesus' birthday. MegaCon. He wasn't born in December anyway. My name is Tony T, and let's go around the horn. I'll just quick say hello to everybody. You guys just say hello back. Lovely Lady Lismati.
Hi.
Jackie Freakin' Wilson.
Hi.
Nick, the engineer.
Hello.
Jamaican Ollie.
Yeah, man.
Charlotte, the intern.
Hi.
Neff is with us, but he is.
I'm here.
The back echo.
He is currently occupied. Alexandria Marica.
I can't follow that.
I wouldn't want you to. I wouldn't follow it for at least a half an hour. Stephen Salisbury.
Hello.
And arguably the better half of the Salisburys, Brittany Harper Salisbury.
Hey guys.
It's not arguable. We all know.
No, there's no argument there. 100% she's the better half of the Salisburys.
And we're getting ready because it's MegaCon yet. And I'm so excited to be here with you guys and be talking about MegaCon. We got a real quick just a chat tonight about some of the things that we're going to do. As soon as we get done with this episode, we're going to be having a logistics meeting and talking about all of our fun plans for the convention. MegaCon is a huge event and it has only gotten huger. Stephen, I think we started together, just kind of me
we
and you.
We did. Yeah, in like 2008.
Going back in the day when it was not what it is now.
No, I was not an adult when you first took me to MegaCon.
That,
which...
With my son also, it sounds a little...
Yes.
We do. It was, but we've gone as fans. We've done a lot of different conventions. We've done Florida Anime Experience. We went to Conjure. We've done FX, but MegaCon is the biggest one of all of the ones that we've done. And since we've been Nerd of Godcast, we've tried to get our foot in the door. We first started this adventure doing the gospel according to Neon Genesis Evangelion, and we've been invited back to be a part of it. We joined up in Artist Alley, and every year we go out there to bring the gospel to the geeks and the gamers and the fanboys and the otaku and all of the nerds that come out to celebrate pop culture at MegaCon. Fan Expo presents MegaCon. And it is bigger this year than ever. Real quick, just kind of tell us a little bit about what you're looking forward to at this year's MegaCon. There's been a lot of announcements. Maybe it's a personal thing, something you're looking to buy, someone you're looking to see. Celebrities out the wazoo. Just jump in there and tell us, what is it about MegaCon this year that you're most pumped to experience as a fan?
I'm going to meet Jodie Benson, and Ariel has always been my favorite, and I'm so excited.
She is the Little Mermaid. Yeah. Yeah.
Jodie Benson was hands down one of the best narrators at the Candlelight Processional that I've seen.
She's awesome. And she is a believer. So there's an anointing there.
Exactly.
There's a Jonah and the Whale application there somewhere. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Jodie Benson, that's a big deal. We love Jodie Benson. Who else? What else are you looking forward to from a fan perspective? Even if you're not going, just what would you want to see?
See, because I'm not going, I didn't look into it because I didn't want to be sad.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, we're going to tantalize you tonight with all the things that you could have experienced. Did you know that Jodie Benson's going to be there, Jackie?
I didn't know at all. Like, I'm trying to wait for Safari to open on my computer so I can try and see some of the things because I've been purposely ignoring it because I don't want to be sad.
Try Internet Explorer.
It's your fault.
It'll get you there right in time for MegaCon 2024.
Yeah.
What else? Steven, what are you looking forward to for MegaCon?
I don't know if this is like a fan thing, but this is just kind of something I'm looking forward to. My sister is bringing all three of her kids to MegaCon for one of the days. So we get to spend the day with like family. Not that you guys aren't family, but with like our immediate family. And it's their first time going to a con. And my nieces and our nieces and our nephew are very excited.
That's awesome.
Because they've never been
to
something
like
this.
What are their ages now?
12, 10, and 8.
That's a good age pocket for MegaCon. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Allison
will be 13 like a week and a half, or the week after MegaCon, so she's basically 13.
That's fun. That's fun. That's really, really good. Well, that means it's there can be somebody that can watch you, and that's important. We'll put Allison in charge of even. Charlotte,
yes, give me a break.
Charlotte, do you have any MegaCon aims, goals, things that are you?
Steve from Blue's Clues is going to be there.
Whoa! Oh, yeah.
That's right. I forgot.
Yeah, we're just going to keep blowing Jackie's mind.
Steve from Blue's Clues?
Yes. But just Steve, not Joe or the third one?
I think just the other one.
I mean,
I really need the rest of them.
No.
I love Steve, and he was my Blue's Clues host. But I would pay money if all three of them were there, because I think all three of them together are just pure joy. They make me so happy when they're together doing things. So I would pay money to be in the picture with the three of them and be made more youthful.
Yes.
So I'm not mad. If it's like a nice BLT, right? It's bacon, lettuce, and tomato. When the bacon's nice and lean and crisp, right? But if you're only going to give me one of them, give me bacon. Steve is bacon.
Steve is bacon.
Can we just make that the Nerd of Godcast shirt this year? Just Steve is bacon.
Steve is bacon.
Bacon.
Nobody will know what it means.
I love that.
Those are the things that get trendy.
Alexandria Marika.
Unexpectedly, I'm actually really excited for Jamie Kennedy to be there. I didn't know Jamie Kennedy was going to be there. He listed as being there for the cast of Scream, but I specifically want to see him because I really love Malvolio's Most Wanted. And he's B-Rad. And I want him to rap about chapstick for me.
One of the things that I was surprised about, and this goes way past nerdy stuff. Like some people might think the convention thing isn't mine. I don't really want to see the cast of Battlestar Galactica or anything like that. But this goes deep into all of our childhoods, our fandoms, pop culture. I mean, Steve from Blue's Clues is a really big deal. Jamie Kennedy, not necessarily a nerdy thing, but they're bringing the cast of National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah.
Christy Brinkley is going to be there.
I saw that. What?
I'm looking at the list.
So that was the reaction I was looking for, was Oliver, because we are men of a certain age. And Christy Brinkley was, I mean, the queen over all glamour, fashion, elegance, and beauty at a certain point in our lives. A large part of my gender identity was probably defined by Christy Brinkley in the Uptown Girl video. That's really amazing. Yeah. So Chevy Chase, which who everybody hates, Christy Brinkley, who everybody adores, and then Anthony Michael Hall.
I would love to meet Chevy
and the little
Chase.
Girl. Would you? Why?
Because he seems like he'd be a jerk, and I want experience.
Who? Chevy Chase?
Yeah, that he does have that reputation. I want to see him be a jerk to people.
I just want to share the mantle with them.
From what I've heard on the internet, the character of Pierce, is that his character in Community?
Yeah, that's no acting.
Yeah, they wrote that character based on actual Chevy Chase.
Oh
so
my
like
God.
It's like maybe it's turned up
all
to
the jokes that missed
to a little bit most, but for the most part it's based on his actual personality.
Condescending, rude, and racist, huh?
I'm also slightly excited for Matthew Lillard also being listed there for the movie screen.
Also
but he's there. Like, I know him from Scooby-Doo.
He's Shaggy!
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to meet him for that reason. That's such a large part of my childhood.
So, to me, I'm super pumped that Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio are going to be there. I do, but we're there for ministry, and I'm thinking, like, what is it? It's like $120 or something like that to get a photo op with them. And I'm thinking I could spend $120 to meet Daredevil, or we could put that money into doing something to try to, you know, help people experience the love of God.
But if you share the gospel with him?
If I go to Charlie Cox, I just want to let you know that Jesus loved for you and he died for your sins.
Daredevil's Catholic.
You know, Daredevil is blind, but my Bible tells me that we walk by faith and not by sight, Daredevil. Now, would you like to receive him as your savior today?
I'm feeling it.
T-shirt that says walk by faith, not by sight.
That's right. Daredevil, I'd like to introduce you to my superhero. His name is Jesus Christ. Nick, who is there anybody there that you've seen that kind of geeks you out a little bit?
I'm trying to remember. I feel like I've seen that the Star Trek Strange New Worlds cast is going to be there.
Yes.
I think I would. Yes, I would probably see them if I could, but I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. So that plus the R2-D2 Builders Club, always my favorite.
Is it the burden of responsibility of having a child? Because that's, I just don't recommend it.
Yes. Yeah, basically.
It was funny because they have they put an ad out. I'm kind of showing it here, and it was meet Sonequa Martin Green and her Star Trek co-stars. And it's like, dude, like they're actually named people too. Why would you just show?
And yeah.
They did another one, which was meet Mario Lopez and his Saved by the Bell co-star. It's like that's Zach Morris. Like you don't. Guy.
That's okay. Zach.
He canceled. He's not gonna
they
be
did Mark Paul Gosselaar dirty.
Well, Zach Morris is trash, so.
Yes, I agree.
Zach Morris is trash.
I also say that they have the cast of The Mandalorian is going to be there.
Oh, that's cool.
But not Pedro Pascal.
No.
And it's not Pedro Pascal.
Never mind then.
It's got Carl Weathers.
Yeah, exactly, Liz Wani.
And Sasha Banks.
Who cares?
Carl Weathers?
Now
you got a studio.
Carl Weathers is going to be there. I only know Carl Weathers because of Arrested Development.
Apollo Creed.
Apollo freaking Creed.
Yeah.
Alexandria?
This is not necessarily a celebrity that will be there, but one of the exhibits or like the speaking events that they're going to have is a Studio Ghibli event, because they're celebrating the 35-year anniversary of My Neighbor Totoro, and they're going to educate the fans on like the art and the history. And the guy who was the former production officer is going to be there speaking.
Stop, that's so cool.
I really want to go.
Totoro from MegaCon a couple years ago?
I do.
And
the one that you started that Instagram account with?
And I ended it promptly after 3 days. That is correct.
You really? Aw, quitters.
You took three pictures, and that was it.
I did. That is exactly what I did.
But you could have taken him to England. You could have taken him all of these places you go.
I know. I wasn't as committed to it as Steven and everybody else was.
I wanted to live vicariously through Totoro.
So this is one thing I've discovered about Alexandria. She immediately falls in love with cuddly foreign objects and then discards them after 3 days.
That was savage, and I feel attacked right now.
I feel like there's a back, like a story to that. That
we went on a cruise last year, and she fell in love with a couple various internationals, and then promptly broomed them the minute she got back on Terra.
Bro, I tried for weeks to find Miguel.
Yeah, but you kicked Ecomong to the curb for Miguel, so.
I can't.
His name was Ecomong?
Like Mong.
We called him Coco.
Coco.
For sure.
I thought it was like Ecomong, like a Jamaican superhero.
Who's very wants to really save the environment.
Yeah, I want
to
save the world.
Right.
It's Ecomong.
Coco is a 5'2" Indonesian man who's married and flirted with me the entire time we were on the ship.
It's true. Now, to be fair, we didn't know he was married until like the last day.
Literally.
That doesn't change the fact that he was married, though.
No, we didn't know that.
I know that.
He would not have engaged. Marlon, we love Marlon. This is basically me and Liz Mati and Alexandria were on a cruise ship together, so we're going to tell all of our personal stories, and none of you know what we're talking. Charlotte, let's tell them about all of our cruise ship people too.
maybe not. I was just going to say, Alexandria, the first con that I went to was Comic-Con when I was 15, and I bought a piece of art, and it was Totoro. It was like Russian nesting doll Totoro.
I think I have a very similar piece of art, but I would love to see yours.
We love Totoro. So how many of these conventions have you guys been to? I guess starting with Steven, how many MegaCons have you been, like NerdGodcast cons?
Oh, NerdGodcast cons?
Yeah, I know you helped me even when we weren't kind of officially there.
Yeah, I guess I've been to all of them since we've officially been there.
You have a number? I don't. I can't remember.
I can't remember what year it started, because I helped EJ the year before we went. So I was like working at a MegaCon like a year extra. But I want to say our first year was 20. 17 or 2018.
Okay.
One of those 2 years.
Have you never been to a MegaCon with us?
That would be me.
Oliver and Charlotte. Awesome. Well, you guys are going to have, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. I'm excited. I know you guys have kind of submitted your hour request. I think we have everybody good. If you requested a time, that's the time that you got. If you didn't request a time, sorry about you. You're going to miss it. But so we're really excited. So tell me some of your favorite convention moments. I'm going to give you a second to think about it. And while you're thinking about it, I'll just kind of explain what it is that we do at MegaCon, and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about some of your favorite Mega memories. We, as the Nerd of Godcast, we exist to kind of bring the gospel, to bring the good news of Jesus to people that would probably never set foot in a church. We find that the fandom, the realm of fandom, doesn't really intersect with the world of faith very frequently. In fact, people that are into sci-fi and into fantasy and into these things, sometimes there's a darkness that's sort of a spiritual darkness that kind of goes hand in hand with this paradigm. And we say, why not? Why is no one bringing the gospel to this, what I consider, lost people group in a language that they can understand? Not just using tacked on metaphors of, well, Jesus is just like my Superman. You know, not bringing it in a condescending or patronizing way, but someone who's passionate about the things that they're passionate about sci-fi, about anime, about video games, comic books, and bringing it to them in such a way that they can then begin to see the story that God is telling through the stories that we all enjoy in our favorite nerdy medium. So that's kind of why we exist as a ministry. That's why we exist as a podcast. And we thought we can just put this thing out onto the air in podcast form, but we want to go, we want, like Jody Benson, we want to be where the people are and bring the good news to them. And we've had a chance to pray with people. We've had a chance to lead people to the Lord. We've invited people to church. And MegaCon Liz is not here, but she's going to be with us. She's going to be serving with us on our MegaCon team this year. We met her at the convention last year. She joined our church this year. And in fact, I'm so proud to say that as I look at this wonderful, beautiful Nerd of Godcast family, that all of us, except for two, have just come over to the dark side and become a part of Sanctuary Church Longwood. Nick Sadler, I salute your resolve. And Alexandria, you live far away. Charlotte, I still consider you fam for life. So, but Liz came over. She became part of our church. I officiated her wedding last week at our church. And she's going to be coming back and being part of our leadership team at MegaCon this year, which is super cool. We've had people that listen to the show that have come out and connected with us and been a part of it. Scott Higa from The Christian Nerd came out last year. This year, we've got some of our Patreon family. Yeah, that was last year. Andrew and Christina Whiteside, part of our Nerd of God squad, are going to be coming out here from Kansas, spending the entire week and helping us at MegaCon. In fact, they have helped us to cover some of our financial bases, and they're going to be cooking food for us for the nights that we're out there. In fact, she asked me for a list of everyone's likes, dislikes, and food allergies because she's sensitive to that. Her kids are no gluten at all, so she knows that you don't mess around with that kind of stuff. So we'll make sure that everybody's covered and we can have a little bit of food covered for the con. And it's just really been a great team effort from people all across our Nerd of Godcast community. We go out there so that we can develop relationships, so that we can tell people about Jesus and demonstrate for us. Alexandria, you kind of helped us. You worked with Bubba from at Love Thy Nerd to help kind of create some strategy for us. Give us a real quick overview of what our strategy is, and we've come to make our pattern, our doctrine for convention outreach.
Yeah, the goal of the outreach at the convention is really to see people where they are and to build points of relationship with them. So in one particular sense, we can go into these spaces where maybe there are cosplayers and we like talk with them like, oh, how long did it take you? You know, we're like building points of connection with them. And I think in that place of building relationship, we can really get to know them and see exactly where they are and what they need. I think of, you know, Jesus was so effortless in seeing the needs of people and then meeting those needs by building relationship with them, even if it was like a 5-minute interaction, right? So when we go out to the convention, the heart behind what we do is to to love on people, to build relationships, and then invite them into like what Jesus has done in our lives. So we're not out here telling people that they're making poor decisions or anything like that, but really the heart and the goal behind what we do is to connect with people on a relational level that gives us relational equity in which we can speak into their lives. We earn a right to speak into somebody's life and love on them where they are.
And that's the one of the best things that we can do is that we try to bring it to them, and not just in a way where we're standing outside on a milk crate waving Bibles at people and tell them you're going to go to hell. There was a con, I think it was called LeakyCon. I'm not sure. I think LeakyCon is it Harry Potter?
Yes. Yes.
There was a LeakyCon that was happening here at the same time that there was a pastor's conference, and there was a bunch of kids that were dressed up, and it wasn't just Harry Potter dressed up. They were dressed up in all kinds of fantastical things. And I sat there in a hotel lobby with a bunch of pastors who were watching these young people go by dressed up in their magical, fantastical things, and just kind of making like smirky, snide comments about them. And I'm like, who's reaching those kids? Who's going over there to show them the love of Jesus? Who's going over there to speak to them and validate them and let them know that they're loved? I mean, it's easy to make fun of somebody for dressing different, for feeling different, for being different. Why should the con community do a better job at loving people and accepting people than the church community does? So we need to step up our game. And I appreciate that. Thank you, Alexandria, for kind of bringing some inspiration there. So let's talk about our favorite MegaCon moments from the past. What are some things that you have loved about MegaCon, about your experience? Just kind of give a wave of the hand and I'll call on you so we're not all shouting out at once. Alexandria, why don't you go first?
There was a moment during the very first con that I was at in August of 2021.
Okay.
Or 22, whatever year it was. But we went and, you know, those the booths where it's like buy a mystery box.
Yeah.
And like, you don't know what you're gonna get inside. We walked past and I was kind of like, everything was just really delightful to me. I just was so excited by the whole experience. And I was talking with the man who was behind the booth. And he was just telling me that he was having a hard day. And I think it was actually with Christian when this happened, but I was able to like stand there and just like really talk with him and like, hey man, I'm really sad. I'm sorry to hear that you're having a bad day, but I hope you know that Jesus loves you. And he goes, yeah, I've heard it before, but I don't really know. And I was like, no man, it's really true. Like, Jesus loves you and he wants a relationship with you so that he can carry you through even these difficult moments. And he just like, he stopped and kind of looked, and you could tell he was pondering what I said. And I was like, I'm not gonna hold you up from doing your job and do your thing, but I hope you have a better day from this moment forward. And you could just tell like it shifted something for him.
Yeah, nobody was gonna have that conversation with him and in that environment where he was. So thank you for doing that. Another con memory, something that sticks out to you from your time serving at the Mega. Devo.
So I have one I want to say, but I wasn't really a part of it, and I don't want to burn a story that somebody else may want to say. So mine is more so like a combination of moments of just being able to interact with different people who may come over curious about what the table is. Some may even coming in a little skeptical, to put it nicely, but just being able to just even in a small way share the love of God with them. You know, it's just like saying, hey man, that's a cool cosplay, like those cards that we had last year that had like the like one, I can't even remember what they said, but like we gave them to people like if they had a cool cosplay or if they we saw them doing something really cool, like just kind of give them like a one-up, was it a one-up card, is that what it was,
level up card, and we could put on the back like what they did that was awesome, like awesome service or great parenting or just different things like that.
And but it had like it had scripture on it too, like that was like the ways to be able to plant those seeds. So again, I'll wait to say the next thing because I wasn't like hands-on with it.
That's okay. MegaCon Liz, welcome to the party.
Hey, can you hear me?
We can hear you crystal clear. Liz, what's one of your favorite MegaCon moments that involves
of all time?
That involves me.
Oh, when I met you.
Yeah, that was an awesome get together. We were sitting there and Liz, you came around, you came to our booth, and boy, you just gave off such a great energy, such light, and you're like, I love, what would tell us the story
about when I met you?
Yeah.
What was like a very like, I don't know, very, very, very spiritual. I was with that guy. Do you remember him?
I do.
Yeah. Well, when I was there, I felt like in my heart, because we were about to leave, but we had our friends like, oh, we'll give it like 45 minutes and then we'll leave, because we knew that if we left, like at the time that Mayakon left, it would be a lot of traffic. So something in my heart told me I have to go to IO 800. I don't even know why, but I have to. And my friend, the guy that was with me, he was like, oh, I'll go with you. And for some reason, I knew I had to go to IO 800. And the moment we go to IO 800, I see his booth and I stop by it. And I'm like, oh my God, that's like the first thing I see, like your booth with like the t-shirts with like Jesus Loves You 3000 and stuff. Cause like Endgame just came out, or like a few years ago came out. And I met you and like, oh my God, the first thing I said was, I love Jesus too. And you were like, really? And then we started talking and stuff. And then I remember you're like, oh, where do you live? I'm like, oh, right now, I live in Longwood, but I'm moving to Altamonte. And you love the fact that I said that. Like, Altamonte. And then
we better start a church in Longwood.
And then you were like, oh my God, you live in Longwood? No way, I want you to join my church. And so you gave me your card.
Julia and I took you out for ice cream. And
yes.
The rest is history.
The rest is history. Good times.
That's awesome. Good times. Neff, do you have a favorite MegaCon moment? And
Hi, Lee Smarty.
Hi, Lee. If you want to tell us the story about that time that you met your potential future wife.
Oh my gosh.
We did a dating game on the Nerd of Godcast in season 2.
Oh, that one.
And it was
such a good moment.
Single Steven and single Neff, and we had a call-in guest, and she
still single Neff.
Still single Neff. And she chose Neff. She chose to go out on a date with Neff, and we had the whole thing arranged. Then Neff said no, he shot her down. So I had to send her a gift certificate to Cracker Barrel, and Neff never took her. Well, she showed up at MegaCon at our booth last year. This is 4 years later, and she. We interacted and it was like, Neff, this is Bree. And Neff's like, oh, hi. Oh. Oh. She's engaged now. So, Neff, sorry, buddy.
You missed it. She's living her best life. So, I mean,
could have been living her best life in extra large, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm teasing. Another great MegaCon moment. Anybody?
I mean, it's not a ministry related one, but it's a funny one. It was like one of the first times like Brittany and I like hung out together, and Lee Smutty was with us, and we decided to go over to like the celebrity area, and it happened to be the time that they were relieving, I think it was Ben Savage, from his like time at the booth. And as he's walking by, Lee Smutty just yells, I love you. And then he like turned and looked at her and she freaked out.
I learned that I don't handle celebrity well back there.
Who's the coolest celebrity you've ever met at MegaCon? Brittany.
John Stamos.
John Stamos.
Yeah.
Jackie, you met the voice of, what's her name?
Miraculous Ladybug. Yeah. That's my pop, and show me the for Corgi.
Yep. That's how you know it's real. Any other MegaCon moments? Because I've got a little bit of an announcement to make. I want to give everyone some information about where we're going to be at MegaCon and let them know what we have planned.
I have several MegaCon memories that like make me happy. They're kind of spread, but like I just think of all of the moments. I think of your last Neon Genesis panel,
yeah,
because it filled up with so many people, and I feel like, you know, obviously I'm there to be a hype woman, so I was sitting right front row trying to keep the energy like that's my pastor and be like really excited, but I was inside praying, because, and I didn't tell you that, but I was like so stressed that it was going to be like people weren't going to show up, or people were just gonna like start leaving because it was gonna get Jesus-y and people were gonna care for it. And then you being you were gonna take that really personally.
It's true.
So I was like—
You weren't praying for the ministry, you were praying for the minister. I appreciate that.
I was so nervous about like whatever happening, just like breaking your heart basically. So I was just like nervous it was not gonna go well. And a lot of people showed up, and of course you are an excellent communicator and people were very engaged. So I which I never questioned or doubted. But what I liked was at the end, you had given me these cards to kind of force hand out on people and like slide over to them. And so I ran to the doors to try to like catch everyone as they were leaving. And like, I could hear people being like, oh, that wasn't that bad. That was kind of cool. And like someone I handed a card to is like, I'm atheist, but this was nice. And like took the card, which I thought was like a weird thing to just tell me as I was handing, but he took the card. And I don't know, it just made me happy to think that like a group of people that maybe would not have voluntarily put themselves in a position of like, they didn't know they were gonna hear about Jesus that day or God's love that day, but they did. And it was, and they left feeling like, oh, that wasn't traumatizing or scary or depressing or less fun than something else I would have participated in today.
Yeah.
And that always like clings to my heart as something that I think is special about what we do at MegaCon, is just giving people an opportunity to see that like you can love all these things and then realize that like there's room to love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that only makes things better. And same thing when we're at the booth, like I can think of a couple different times where people walked up to the booth kind of just like out of curiosity and maybe like not really understanding. And same thing with another viewer, I think Scott Higa might have been there too. It was another man who like walked up and basically told us like very honestly that he's not like a believer, but that he thought our booth was cool, and you forced him to take a candy and a card and
take one.
Those just like, I don't know, like you said to her earlier, like what other opportunity did they have to be exposed to the gospel that day and even in that small moment?
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is like my favorite thing, is seeing people. And then kind of twofold, the other side of that I don't know that we ever really think about, but my favorite moments are when other believers like see us there and they come by and they are just like so grateful. They're like, oh my gosh, thank you guys. Don't stop doing this. Thank you for doing this. This is so cool. I've never seen this before. I love this. And I feel like it's fun to be like, oh yeah, we're doing the thing. And like, you know, but also it makes me happy to feel like, I don't know, maybe we're like inspiring other believers to be a little more bold and like see that like their universes don't have to be separated. Like, oh, they're here and they're integrating the gospel into this. Maybe this is something I can do. Like maybe they never even thought of that being a way of an avenue of ministry until the moment that they saw another brother or sister doing it. So I like to think that we've inspired a lot of people too.
That's awesome. Yeah,
last year, for I think just the first day, I think Friday, I went with my friend Fabian, and him knowing that our booth was there, and he's like, your past, like we went to the what was the thing that you said that happened last year, the anime thing, the what was it called? Yeah. Me and him, we went to the thing, the panel, and he was like, that's so crazy how you guys like are there, like, you know, you guys aren't scared that you guys are out here. I was like, no, like we should be out here. And he's a believer too. And he was like, that is so cool. I've never seen like another Christian company or a Christian organization or Christian whatever, like in MegaCon. Cause usually like other people go to MegaCon and you know how that's like. And I think us being there is so, I think it's inspiring and it opens other people's eyes to like, wow, like you can be Christian and still like these things, mm-hmm. but also represent the word of God there.
Yeah. You know? And I want to commend all of you guys who have been part of what we've done at MegaCon. I really need to hand it to you, because I think you have all, and everyone here in some way or another has been a part of what we do or will be a part of what we do. You've handled yourself in such a respectful way, in such a caring, gentle, Christ-like way, that I think that we have a very good reputation. People don't see us and go, oh, these guys. People don't see us and go, oh, you know, they're just gonna come waving a Bible at us and making us feel shamed. You guys have really, really represented the real nature of God, the loving, welcoming, including nature of God to the people in this community so well. And I think that that's why we have such a good relationship with MegaCon, with the Fan Expo people. And they have been really welcoming to us. We've done outreaches in my time. I've done outreaches in a lot of different venues. And a lot of times they just say, you know what, this isn't worth the hassle for us. We don't need the heat that this is going to generate. So we're just going to pass. MegaCon has not been like that. They've been very welcoming and friendly to us. And we're excited to be there. We're going to have cards, of course, to hand out. One of my favorite things that happened, we always have things that we can hand out. We want to give out stuff. We have stuff to sell to that kind of helps pay the bills, but we have a lot of things that we try to give away to. We give away stickers, we give away candy, we give away the little life books that are the Gospel of John that are really accessible for people to read. Last year, Sheena brought out our box of life books, and in them, kind of at the bottom of them, we had a couple other books from some ministry thing that we'd done before. And it was, we gave them out during COVID time at church, and it was dealing with anxiety and depression. And I think we had three or four of them, and we put them
people
on the table.
Like,
and yeah, I remember this one girl, yeah. She said, "Hey, can I have one of these?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." And we gave it, we talked for a minute. She asked me, we talked, and she asked if I would pray with her. I got the chance to pray with her. She took the book. It's a scriptural look at that. So the first thing that had been sitting in my house since last MegaCon, I did was order a case of those books. So we've got a whole case of them ready to go, putting out on the table, just available to anybody who wants them for free. We're putting the Word of God out there in a way that they can apply to their life in a real way. There's a lot of anxiety and depression in this generation. And I think in the fandom, the community of people that are into all this fantasy and sci-fi and things like that, there is maybe a wider streak of that. And that we can be there to just kind of connect with them and love them in that way is so humbling. It's so humbling. So we're going to have some those print materials to give out. We'll have cards to give out to people that will say our booth number on there. Like, come visit us at A153. That's our booth number, everybody. So if you're going to MegaCon, visit us at Artist Alley 153. It's a much easier to get to place for us this year. If you look at the MegaCon map, we are real close to kind of the main thoroughfare. And I think we're going to get a lot. We're not in the back corner or anything like that. We're going to get a lot of traffic. So I'm super excited and prepared to engage with people. And I hope that you guys will be praying. Not only you guys that are in this room, but those of you who are listening, you'll be praying for us as we go to MegaCon, because we take this seriously. And we want to do the best that we can with this ministry opportunity. And with that, I have a real quick surprise announcement that none of you knew, because I got an email from MegaCon at the end of last week that I wasn't expecting. This is 2 weeks before MegaCon goes live, 2 weeks before the event actually happens. I got an email that says, "Hello, Tony. Good afternoon. Your panel has been approved for MegaCon Orlando 2023. Nerd of Godcast live recording, Friday, 2:30 p.m. Find your fandom. Nerdy trivia and talk about all the things that inspire our fandom and faith. This family-friendly show fields discussions on movies, video games, animation, and comics in a fun, funny, and interactive way." We are actually officially, we not through
that the is department. So exciting.
Wait, what are we doing? I don't understand.
I don't know, because I just found out that we're doing it. I don't have a plan. It is whatever we want it to be, really. But we
that's awesome.
They have given us
that's
a room.
So stressful.
They've given us a room that we can do our presentation. We don't have to do somebody else's presentation. We're not limited to Neon Genesis Evangelion. We can go and be us and have fun and make it our thing.
So it's like in a like how you did
the big panel room. We got a room.
Like the Evan.
Yeah. With chairs and a stage and a projector screen and the whole thing.
And microphones.
And microphones. And they give a whole list
so
of our tech specs.
Scary.
But they didn't have to do it. They did it. They gave us an opportunity and a platform for us to go out there and have a fun. This is huge.
And terrifying.
But this is a really big deal. Now, my problem is this. Friday, the day that we're doing this, was the day that we had the fewest number of people that signed up to volunteer. So
I know I work.
I could take the day off. I could see if I could take the day off.
I told Neff, I said, "You sure you don't have any availability?" Now with this, I will tell you this, with this, and this is not what I did not expect this. And I don't even know what the logistics of this are. But with this, remember, our Artist Alley thing comes with four passes, all right? We paid for that. That comes with our four passes. They did say you will receive a four-day weekend programming badge per panelist that can be picked up over any time we'll call starting Thursday, March 30th for Tony Talavera, Quentin Neff, Alexandria Simon, Stephen Salisbury, Nicholas Sadler, Lise Monte Valentin.
Whoa.
For being part of this panel, four-day passes. They're giving us so that we can go out there and do this. So some of you guys had said, "Hey, we need a little bit of help getting our badges, and we were trying to budget that. I'm so sorry. We were trying to budget that and navigate the finances of that. And MegaCon has, I don't even know that they know that they're being used of God, but they have given us
providence of God.
I'm just telling you, this is huge and it is overwhelming.
That's awesome.
But I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped.
Won't he do it?
Won't he? Come on. Won't he
do it?
Won't he just do it?
Won't he just do it?
That is awesome.
So let me sign off of our podcast. We'll talk some of our logistics stuff.
I'm having a mental breakdown.
You're welcome.
That's your neighbor.
His face is melting.
Stay favored.
No, he has a book about anxiety.
You can schedule an appointment with me later.
It's fine. there you go.
Well, we love you guys. We're super, super pumped. It's a wonderful opportunity, and we're so grateful for MegaCon. We're grateful for all of you guys. And for your participation. Steve-O, you have another thought?
Can I share a real quick story?
Yeah.
This is kind of like, I guess, the point of this whole thing, but it was like our first or second year going to MegaCon, and a young man came up to our table, points to Neff and says something, and it points to me and says, "And you're not the worst." And I was so confused because I had no idea. I was not expecting anybody to come up and to say random things to me. But he was a listener. I think it was his name, Jonathan.
Jonathan Shernikow, yeah.
Yes. And he was like there like all 4 days and like was super excited to see Tony's panel, and came up to us every single day he was there and talked to us for a few minutes. I was so excited. I don't know how he heard of us, how he started listening to us, but he was super excited. And the second time, I'm going to pass it over
to me because he was there with his twin brother. So I never knew. I didn't know he had a twin brother.
Oh, I didn't either.
Very confusing. You might have been talking to his twin brother half the time.
Maybe. But he was really, it was really cool to see that. And Tony, I'm going to throw this over to you because you have more stake in this story than I do, because I wasn't here for the next part of it. But the next part is really like the best part of this story because it shows what can happen by doing ministry at MegaCon.
It was literally, this is my favorite MegaCon story. I feel like I tell it all the time, but it's worth telling. He said, "Is EJ here?" EJ is an artist, and he was part of our Nerd of Godcast family during that season. And he said, "Yeah," I said, "EJ's here. I'll take you to his booth. I'll give you a chance to meet him." So EJ does all these paintings, and he's got a very, if you've never seen his official NES, NEHS, he's got a really unique and distinct art style. And I took Neff, or I took this young man, Jonathan, to meet EJ. And on the way, we're just talking a little bit about, you know, his faith. I said, "Hey, where do you go to church?" And he said, "I don't really go to church." And I said, "Oh, well, you know, we talked a little bit more." And he said, "Yeah, I'm more of a science guy. I kind of, you know, I need to have proof. I need to be, you know, I'm ration, I'm reason. I'm not a faith guy." And I said, "I gotcha." And we were there in front of EJ's booth. And I said, "You know, you're looking for the reasons of why. You're looking for the answers to how all of this came about, and you're looking for it in science." But as we were there in front of EJ's booth, and I referenced the paintings. I said, "These are EJ's paintings," and I didn't see him paint these paintings. I don't know how he made these effects with the splatters. I don't know his techniques. He knows things that I don't know. I don't understand it. I said, "But I know that he painted it, and I'll tell you why. It wasn't because I could figure out the technique, because I could do it myself. It was because I know the artist, because I have a relationship with the artist. And I've seen his handiwork. I see his technique and his style, and I recognize him at work." And I said, "That's the same thing with God. We don't necessarily know this side of eternity. We may never know." And I love science. We may never know how the universe came about. We may never know stars and suns and moons and planets and atoms and quarks and ups and downs. We might never understand that fully, but we can understand the designer because we can have a relationship with him. And you could just see his eyes just opened up. Like he started weeping right there in the middle of this MegaCon aisle. And EJ is standing close by, and EJ comes over and he takes one hand. I take the other hand, and we just pray with this young man, and he receives Jesus right there in the middle of, you know, aisle 1300 or whatever it was at MegaCon. And it's so powerful because it was unscripted. It was not planned. It didn't happen as part of a show. It just happened because somebody was looking for something. We brought something with us. That something, and we made that connection. And it was a beautiful and wonderful thing. So moments like that can happen, and you got to be ready for them. And they won't happen if you're not in the room where it happens. And that's why we go. So we want to encourage you all, if you're listening, please pray. If you're in Orlando and you have an opportunity to come, come to MegaCon, come support, come help us to be the light and the love of Jesus to the people in the con. And if you can't make it this year, we're probably going to end up doing it again, because God keeps opening these doors for us. So we love you. We bless you. We can't wait to see you at MegaCon. We can't wait to come back in a couple weeks and tell you about everything that happened at MegaCon. Hopefully nobody gets in trouble or gets arrested or gets kicked out, Brittany. So
can't help it. Got to stir up a little trouble sometimes.
She assaulted Jody Benson. She wouldn't leave her a restraining order from the Little Mermaid now. Hey, we love yeah. We love you guys. Jackie friggin' Wilson.
Bye.
Brittany and Steven Salisbury.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Jamaican Ollie.
Have a good night.
Quentin Gregory Neff.
I'm going to meet Darth Vader.
Hayden Christensen.
Yes.
He's not Darth Vader. He's just an overgrown pod racer. Alexandria Burka.
Live you, friends. Bye.
Nick the Engineer.
Goodbye.
MegaCon Liz.
Adios.
Charlotte the Intern.
Hi.
Lovely lady, Lise Motti.
Good choices.
And me, Tony T. We'll see you guys at MegaCon. Until next time, we ain't got to go home, but we
can't stay here.
That has never worked when we do it.
No.
Never has.
Never can, it never will. And that's the way it should be.